Yes, thank you, Chair, for the floor, and good afternoon, colleagues. Just to compliment Makis's reply to the question from France, and thank you, France, for the question. As you know, back in December, we hit an important milestone in Euro 7, where we reached a political agreement between the co-legislators. The Euro 7 standard includes several novel elements. Perhaps the more important ones are in the non-exhaust part, and they will require work in this forum, and I'm sure we will have time to discuss those. But if we look at the exhaust part, one of the biggest developments is that indeed we propose to move from a PN23 to a PN10 measurement. There is one recital in the text, which I can, if you send me an email, I can help you find it and navigate the Eurelex site so that you can all access it. And it says, and I'm slightly paraphrasing, that by setting limits for PN10, we will contribute to a dynamic towards global harmonization. So there's a strong hint to Geneva work. And it says also that the European Union should encourage the UN World Forum for Harmonization of Vehicle Regulations to align the relevant UNESCO vehicle regulations accordingly. So yeah, and again, to emphasize what Maki said, the technical work has been done to a very large extent. So we would like, we will work towards this harmonization, and we hope to do that in a timely manner so that everything is ready and according to the schedule of Euro 7.